Hello Gemini, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, March the 25th, and the whole week ahead. What a lovely Sun conjunct Venus in your 11th house of friendship. This is perfectly beautiful. I mean, the next few weeks, you could discover love. Even if you're with somebody, you could fall in love with that person all over again. Or you could meet somebody who really, really draws you into their heart. Whatever way you look at it, there's a lot of love around you now. And here's your Sunday stars. Your ruling planet Mercury connects to Uranus, and what you have is lightning. It's a powerful image for the mind. It's sudden thoughts, foresight and vision, all of these things that you have, and it's all about your future. So if you get an inspiration to move forward with a future project or future idea, then do it. You see, Mercury Uranus says spontaneity. Do it now. Don't think, just follow. And here's your Monday stars. Well, there's a lot going on today. In many ways, this is a good career day for you, especially if you need to make your mark by doing something that can seduce people into your way of thinking and your way of doing things. There's something tantalizing about your stars now. And you put that Mars-Neptune connection together, and what you've got is a powerful image for you to create the right image to get where you want in life. Here's your Tuesday stars. It's a new moon, and it falls in your 11th house of the future. The next 2 weeks are perfectly ideal for you to do the things that you want to do with your life when it comes to your future. We all have hopes, wishes and dreams, and we all need to use them. And now's your chance to open up a new door, open up a new window and a new view of your life for the future. Here's your Wednesday stars with your ruling planet Mercury perfectly connected to Saturn. This is slow, 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 no quick, slow. Because the more slowly you take something into your mind, into your brain, and the more you then put it through the process of thinking about planning and organizing the future, the better. The slower things are, the better things will be. Here's your Thursday stars, a very difficult aspect between Jupiter and Pluto. Does mean you've got to be extremely careful, especially when it comes to people who are very powerful, or shall we say, who have a divine complex, that they're always right. If you're mixing with people who have this kind of complex, or one person in particular, be careful, because they will try to wear you down by making you think that you're inferior. But remember this, they are not superior. They just think they are. Here's your Friday stars. Mercury, your ruler, now moves into your 12th house of the psychic and the unworldly and the spiritual. The next few days, the next few weeks, are very powerful when it comes to imagery and your mind. So, for instance, the perfect time to write poetry, to get into the arts, to try painting. But this strong spiritual vibration around you now is ideal for you to move forward in certain areas that most of the time you would avoid.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.